Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you want Jalen Ramsey to be a Washington Commander in 2025? Ramsey put off a string of tweets last night, signaling a new chapter on the horizon. When you put a string of tweets out saying it's time for something new, he is not just excited about OTAs. That's not how that works. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on Jalen Ramsey, I'm good. Don't need him. Been a hell of a player for his career. Can't take it away from him. Won a championship. Great championship experience, I'm sure. Don't need him here. I don't need an influx of defensive backs, specifically defensive backs that are older. I want guys that can rush the passer. The biggest flaw that this team has had, as far as I'm concerned, this offseason, is not getting a guy that can rush the passer. It feels like they're relying a little too much on the journeyman, a little too much on the idea that somebody is going to take a massive step forward. I would have liked to see them bolster it more than they did with just a bunch of one-year deals and a guy in Javon Kinlaw that production-wise has not exactly been excellent in his NFL career. I know he's tied to Adam Peters. I'm going to trust Adam Peters, but I also would like a lot more help on the defensive line than what has been currently given. But we'll stick to Jalen Ramsey at the moment. Do you want the Commanders to make a move for Jalen Ramsey? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well at The Denton Day. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can leave a comment. I'm reading the comments. If you're not watching us on YouTube, we're available every day, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time on the Team 980's YouTube page. Let's go to my guy Ross in Tampa. Ross, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, D-Bro?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Before I get to the Jalen Ramsey stuff, because I went off to Max about it, you had mentioned an old name that brought back some memories because the Lattimore names get mixed up. Marcus Lattimore, it convinced me that I wasn't good enough in the NFL when he and I met at a South Carolina camp back in 08. He kind of let me know that mowing down boys in Indiana as a running back is a little bit different than doing it in the South. And I'm like, man, that kid could have been a Hall of Famer at this point, but, you know, some injuries will do it for a running back. But no, I was telling Max, I'm good. I'm tired of this. We're not in that regime anymore when a football player who's in the back end of his prime or just now exiting his prime is available, or there's hints that he's available, and everybody got the eyeball emojis all over Twitter, and they're all excited. Oh, my God, let's get him. No, we ain't doing that. Because you know what had happened last time, Denton? You would know what had happened if Snyder or Bruce Allen or whoever was still running the team. They would have given Gabe Taylor a 53-man roster spot right away. And then we're not talking about bringing in another DB because that spot would have been given. Now, I love Gabe Taylor. That's not a shot at him. I just know how the old team would have did things. But I don't want old guys coming in. I want Adam Peters to continue to do it in a slow-paced way. People don't understand. You can thank Ron Rivera and the old regime because Shaka Toney, James Smith-Williams, Casey Tuhill, none of those guys – did anything. And so you kind of got to just start from this, start fresh, man.
Right.
I do believe they're going to end up picking up a pass rusher during training camp when they're ready to be a part of a team. But man, I don't want no Jalen Ramsey. And but if you trade for Marcus Lattimore, oh, I did it too. Damn. If you trade for Marshawn Lattimore, then I'm cool with that too. But no, I don't need all these veterans, man.
No, I'm with you, Ross. I appreciate it. See, if you love college football, the Marcus and the Marshawn Lattimore thing is such an easy tie to make. But I agree with you in that this is, like, the reason that you bring in Adam Peters is because he is, to an extent, a wizard. You know, pun intended, DC, ha, ha, ha. But it also is to let him cook. And what did he cook up the best in his previous stops? He was a great drafter. He was great developing talent. Like, if you look at some of the guys that have been drafted under the watchful eye in some capacity of Adam Peters, you're not going to give him credit for 100% of all the dudes in San Francisco, Denver, and New England. But the track record of guys that he drafted that played a long time in the NFL, or just even like fifth, sixth, seventh rounders that played more than 3 or 4 years in the NFL, is actually astonishing. So that's what he is here for. I don't think he is a guy that just wants to retool with all big-name players like your Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey played in Jacksonville. We're going to Jacksonville. John is in Jacksonville. John, what's going on?
Good morning, Denton. Yes. So let me preface by saying I've been a Washington fan for over 50 years, but I've lived here for almost 40. So when he was drafted, you know, they loved it. He was a tremendous player, but it's not his playing capability that concerns me. I'm sure you've heard some of the antics with him. He did the backed up the Brinks truck because yeah. He wanted an extension. Yeah. Then when he really wanted out, during a game when Doug Marrone was still the head coach before Doug Peterson took over, or Urban Meyer, excuse me, he faked an injury, which was very obvious. He had a confrontation with the coach, basically embarrassed the coach. Coach told him to sit down. He wouldn't even listen to him. He is a malcontent. And based on what Dan Quinn is doing in Washington, that's the last thing you want. He's got a culture. I think this is a guy that would upset that more than anything else.
Yeah, so John, I appreciate the call. The Brinks truck thing, I remember very vividly because I'm a pro wrestling guy, and that's about as pro wrestling as it gets. Literally backing up a Brinks truck. And he had like one of his boys or one of his agents with a megaphone jump out and basically cut like a WWE style promo on why Jalen Ramsey needs to get paid. I would say that some of the issues that plagued Jalen Ramsey from a personality standpoint were just the fact that he was young. He was young, he was good, and as a cornerback, you have to have a level of personality where you are a little bit more brash. So that sort of stuff doesn't necessarily bother me. The confrontation with the coaches, there might be another question. If you're starting to confront like a Dan Quinn on the sideline, that might be something that goes sideways. We don't really need any more of the John Allen, Jerron Payne squaring up and having fisticuffs on the sidelines, especially now that this team is in a bunch of primetime games. You're basically every single game is going to be highly watched that takes the Commanders into consideration. So, like, you don't need a guy that is going to be what you described as a malcontent. I just don't think he's going to be good enough. I don't think he's in his prime right now. And as a cornerback, when you lose the prime, when you lose the speed, you're in a little bit of trouble. I think you can be a really good wide receiver upwards of 35 to 36 years old because there's so much nuance when it comes to route running and being able to create separation and win matchups. Cornerback is not quite like running back. I still think you can be good past the age of 30 years old, but it's very similar, probably the closest to running back, where it does feel like there's much more of a drop-off and a much quicker drop-off once you hit a certain age because you just start to lose some of the physical abilities that you had when you were younger. So I don't have any, again, I don't want Jalen Ramsey. But we're taking your phone calls, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go out to Tyson's. My guy Alfred's in Tyson's. Alfred, what's going on?
Just wanted to jump in on this conversation. And I think it's asinine to say you wouldn't want a Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you're talking about a versatile player that can play outside corner slot. He can play the big nickel role as Jeremy Chinn. We've seen him do wonders with Raheem Morris. We've seen him also be productive in Miami. Last season was an anomaly with the fact that they had a new defensive coordinator, Anthony Weaver from the Ravens, but they didn't have a pass rush. And even if you took 2024 Jalen Ramsey and brought him on this team, he'd be their best defensive player. So to say you wouldn't want him, and especially you don't know what you're getting on the outside in a Trey Amos. You kind of know what Marshon Lattimore has been in this league. You've seen Mikey. He had his struggles in the slot. Kind of still had a productive rookie season.
But Mikey was great when he moved him outside. I mean, he excelled, even though he's short.
I mean, I don't want to say great. He was
the best DB on the outside.
He was solid enough, but at the end of the day, if you bring in a Jalen Ramsey in here that provides you that versatility of being able to play safety, corner, and all these different things, and being able to match up one-on-one in the tight end, he's an intelligent football player, high football IQ. I think all the other things, you've never heard any teammates speak negatively about him. So that's just like, whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you finish here. Yeah. I'm in agreement with you there. Like, no teammate has ever said anything bad about him. The thing with the coach was the thing with the coach. I like the Brinkstruck thing, honestly. I thought it was funny. I got what he was trying to do there. Off the field, yeah, he's never had any issues.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, definitely. And I feel like even the guys that have coached them, such as a Raheem Morris, such as a Vero, who's the DC for the Panthers, everyone speaks so highly of him from a football acumen standpoint. If you put him into a situation like this with Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr., who have handled big personalities over the year, I mean, Dan Quinn had Richard Sherman. He's one of the most brass football players in the last decade, personality-wise. I just think that he would immediately make this team better and someone that can go about spreading the game and different nuances of the position to a Mike Sanders-Rill and Trey Amos to help them along the years. Because, I mean, I personally wouldn't feel comfortable starting the season with banking on Trey Amos as the opposite corner, because he can't play the slot, so he has to play.
Yeah,
on the
he has to play outside. Yeah, you're right, Alfred. That's a great call. I appreciate it. You are correct in that Trey Amos is basically going to be outside or bust. He's not a slot guy, but he has the size and the length to play outside. I think the one of the main points is that you and I just stand at a different spot with Mikey. I thought Mikey was really good last year, especially at the end of the year. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to be like in year number two. It's just that I don't know what you would have to give up for Jalen Ramsey that would then justify bringing in Jalen Ramsey at this point in time. If it is a release, I mean, if the Dolphins are silly enough to release him, the problem is they're just not going to do that. There's going to be too much of a market that they're going to be able to get something in return. Maybe not a lot in return in relation to who Jalen Ramsey is, but they'll be able to get something in return for him trade-wise. So you would have to jump into the conversation with a trade of yourself, and then it then becomes how much assets do you have, how much do you want to give up. Again, if you do trade for Jalen Ramsey, Marshon Lattimore should be involved in that trade. I don't think you can have two of those guys outside, but if you bring in Jalen Ramsey and then get Lattimore out of there, you still have a functional defensive backfield to work with, and you're not sidelining either Mikey Sanders still or Trey Amos. Because regardless on how you think that Mikey was at the end of last season, if you disagree with me, I think he was really good. Maybe you think he was just good. Maybe you think he was average. Whatever your opinion is on him, I don't think anyone is going to say he should be benched. I want to see him on the field. I want to see him to continue to mature and get better at the defensive back position. Let's go to Lap in D.C. Lap, do you want Jalen Ramsey here?
Hey, what's up, Dan? I'm open to it, man. But that's a great point that you were saying about trading Lattimore for him, man. I didn't think of that. But, yeah, I would like to see both of them. But Sanders still, man, he was a beast.
He's a dog.
I'm going to tell you, though, Dan, I need our defense to really help the offense out, because it looked like we might be leaning on the offense yet again. But this defense got to get stops, man, some kind of way, even forcing turnovers, holding teams, you know, three and out, holding teams to field goals, but definitely forcing turnovers. And that's what I'm kind of disappointed, because I know Dan Quinn's defense has did a lot of forcing turnovers. We haven't done that yet. So I'm waiting for that to pop if we don't have that premier, you know, pass rush. Is Jadeveon Clowney still available? Because if he is, I think we need to go get him. But I am open for the Jalen Ramsey, though.
I mean, they need, Lap, I appreciate it as always, they need a pass rusher. I don't know if Clowney's like the right guy, but they need a pass rusher. You're right on turnovers, by the way. It's been like an eternity since this team has had a good turnover forcing machine or turnover forcing year when it comes to defense. If you want to jump in on the conversation, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The question, do you want Jalen Ramsey? Should the NFL go and get, or should the Commanders go and get Jalen Ramsey? Junkyard Dog is on the line. JYD, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm
good,
man.
I got a car or a truck to go get him. I can. Simply because I'm not, well, Adam Peters, everybody's singing his praises, but
yeah,
it seems to me that he is, you know, sometimes when you know how back in the day, mom and dad would tell you, be patient, and something else will come down the line. I thought that, Lattimore doesn't fit here. First of all, the only thing I remember about Lattimore this year was that he played one game. He played against the Eagles, and he thought that he could go out there and huff and puff A.J. Brown and those guys or whatever. And you know what? They just laughed at him or whatever. If they can unload Lattimore for Ramsey, I would do it in a heartbeat. Because along the way, you got Michael on the other side, and then you got the kid coming in, the Amos or whatever. Then they will have somebody that they actually can learn from.
JYD, I appreciate it. I am envious that you only remember one game from Marshon Lattimore, because I very much remember the first half of that Buccaneers game, and I would like to not remember the first half of that Buccaneers game because he was atrocious. Mike Evans had that dude looking like barbecue chicken. And it was not a good time. A couple comments in the YouTube chat. We are on YouTube at the Team 980. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube, go ahead and do so. The Kevin Sheehan Show is live 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. via video every day on YouTube. Thomas M. says Jalen Ramsey is washed. He is too old for all that money. He does have a lot of money left in the contract. And I don't know. So I would have said probably 2 months ago that if you trade for a guy like Jalen Ramsey, you would then have to pay him. We said that about Laremy Tunsil, and they did not do that about Laremy Tunsil. They adjusted some of the money so he has more guarantees, but they did not immediately sign him to a new deal. So I don't know that you would have to bring Jalen Ramsey in and immediately sign him to a new deal, but he does have a lot of money wrapped up in that contract. Devin says that Ramsey is older and should be moving to safety soon. He's a great tackler in the open field. Great IQ. Would be amazing to add him to help the young guys for 2 to 3 years. If he moves to safety, that conversation, I think, is drastically different, Devin. So you brought up a great point that no one else has brought up, and I wasn't really thinking of, to be honest, because I have just solely thought of Jalen Ramsey as a cornerback. But if Jalen Ramsey is open to and wants to move to safety, that conversation is way different, because I think he fits this defense significantly better at the safety position. So that's a very good point made by Devin in our YouTube chat. Again, watch us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube at the Team 980. The Kevin Sheehan Show is live 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Craig Hoffman, 4 to 7. And you'll see a little bit of Denton's office on there as well throughout the course of the week during the offseason. Coming up, Jordan DeGianni is going to join us from CBS Sports in about 20 minutes. But coming up when we get back, life advice from me in the form of a what do you got? It involves a DMV standout and water. You don't want to miss it. That's coming up when we get back. The DC Defenders are going out with a salute. Join them Friday, May 30th. That's tomorrow. At Audi Field for Hats Off to Heroes, a special night honoring our military, first responders, and armed service. Tickets at ufldefenders.com/tickets. That's ufldefenders.com/tickets.
All right, last night, the Nats, they get back in the win column, beating the Seattle Mariners 9-0. James Wood hit his 15th home run of the season, and Robert Hassel hit his first career home run of the big leagues. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they crushed the hopes and dreams of the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-94. MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led OKC with 34.7 rebounds and 8 assists. The Florida Panthers, they pulled it out in the third period. The Caps killer Carter Verhaeghe scored the go-ahead goal, and they close out the Canes 5-3. Tonight, you get the Oilers. They're taking on the Dallas Stars at 8 on ESPN, and the Pacers look to finish off the New York Knicks at the Garden tonight at 8 on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.